I don't know. In the Chayil Mazir, the Ramban says it.
No,
you show them how to sense it. In Tzadar, it was satisfaction. You cannot satisfy for physical pain. So in Tzadar, it's come out of Reitzel. Yeah. But in Beishas, it's satisfaction, psychological satisfaction. If the other fellow pays heavily, I mean, so I'm satisfied. So it stops hurting. I don't feel humiliated at all. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, the rain, where is it? Benedemim is Baish, where? Benedemim. ולפיזה ראים היום מהלוסים, הלוסו שם כמה מרוי לביר ולשבחת ליטי, ולייר עליהם דובר זה מאוד עם זה, וכמי הולך היום עם לשלם. ולייר עליהם דובר זה מאוד עם זה, וכמי הולך ירושלם. כן, טאפ דה רמיד הרבה. How would say how much is compensation? What is compensation? The compensation. It's not how much I'll... It is perhaps the same shumet. If I'll take no submit myself, no, I mean, not submit myself to patient. But when I'm hurt, I feel hurt. The sound of his penalized one of me, immediately is penalized, it's satisfaction. It's satisfaction. So actually, I mean, so the wound heals up. And this is the patient. The patient is more here kind of prickly than actually, I mean, you simply say, how much would he have you wanted? Beish Chavolis is compensation. But she is rapid of the Yisura. But she yelled with Yisura. And in Narab Sura, since it's moment, you stick with pain. According to the Shubi of the Sahara. It's quite possible. Quite possible. No, well, all right, let's continue. All right.
You yes.
Indispensable. But the question is whether you need it. Chavolis must be related to a simple division. So what does the Gemara say? That Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon says, "Niskav la'arze, la'arze is poter, and niskav la'arze, well, fish is a poter." That not to short it. There are two ways how to interpret the Gemara. Do the textual depend upon each other? Are the halachas interdependent? Oh no, the halachas are not interdependent at all. It's only the pasuk. Rabbi Shimon is saying, "Pasuk lo avle v'komei lo, v'ach niskav la'ei, is v'shocha yoda v'zika b'mvusha v'ach niskav la'ei." But actually, but you may pass from the one place like Rabbi Shimon and the other place like the Rabban patients. This is the question. This is the Rambam. The Rambam happens to pass from like Rabbi Shimon and Ritzich. And it's Gav Lag, and Zev Lag, and Zev Spoter. And the patients, the Rambam happens to pass from and it's Gav Levi, and Zev, and Bish, and Zev Schaive. The Rambam quotes the Gemara, and it's Gav Levi, and Zev Kotten, and Bish, 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 and Zev Kotten, and this is one problem in the Rambam. Then there's another problem in the Rambam. We show. The Rambam passed the discovery lies, the work of the spotter. The Gemara says, Kimis Balam, Kimis Asher. And the Sheir says only the discovery lies, the Hemer works for the potter. But the discovery lies, the work of the apparently is high. The Rambam doesn't say so, but the Klalhen, the Shemay Allah, the discovery lies, the Hemer works for the potter. The answer is as follows, I don't know how to see this answer. The answer is as follows, in Asher there is no Niskav Lahag and Zev Lahag. It's two separate halachas. The halacha of Niskav Lahag and Zabeinu Lahag is only simply Niskav Lahag. This applies to Asher too. If Niskav Lahag is Zabeinu, instead of but the Rambam, it makes sense. I told you, I don't know how to yet now to interpret the Gemara. But in this it should be a kavod tzichet. This applies to the Asher as well, because behemoth and other, I mean, are two different kavodes. The kavod applies to Asher too. Tzichet, no tzichet applies to Asher too. But the kavod for Rugu Shimon, this is no application to Asher. It's only not of it, there's one of the oravlei, the common. In Asher is not the oravlei, not the common of there's not premeditated, I mean. This is Shitzaram, but how to interpret the world in different stories? This is Shitzaram. I ask you. Because it's not because the Shev is psychological, not impressed. It doesn't know the difference. It is simply, it's not a course of tzichet. This is a beta. But if there is a course of tzichet, it's kavanah l'olam doesn't apply to here. Because the l'olam of olam doesn't apply to here. If there is no kavanah of tzichet, even between people, this kam lags a traitor, perhaps, l'olam and a sholem, would also be potter of tzichet, perhaps. Because there is no kavanah of tzichet. The Asher knows of it or doesn't know it. Is irrelevant. I mean, the question is, there is no kavod, no ritzich. Wherever there is ritzich, when the Sefer Halacha, the kavod must be related to Hashem. First, this doesn't apply to Hashem. No, the Ram also in Beish. Ram passes the skavl lach, is there, lach, is there. But there, in Beish, he passes from the skavl lach, is there, Beish, is there, is high. He mentioned the God of the Beish, forgotten, mentioned the Beish. Yeah. Is the Halacha Mishnah said, actually, the Ram did not think that the Gemara considered both Halachas independent, but Rabbi Shimon, the Pesukim, but the Pesukim, there is an interdependence in the Pesukim. The Gemara would appear that according to Rabban, this Kavon Raish, is high, according to Rabbi Shimon, is such a performance are engaged, and I'll make a mistake. Where the Issa? Who is the Mechayer of the Issa? He can speak Mechayer. The Issa at Beishas, Baum Nechadari. To whom will it be related? To the Beishas of the would-be Beishas, of the Eved, or to the actual embarrassment of whatever he did to the Maise of the, which actually was related, I mean, to the Mechayer. To Reuven or to Shimon? To whom? I would say to Reuven. Later, when it comes out that he wanted the Reuven to be he's a Malm Mechaber and Baruch. Perhaps Shimon too, but Reuven also. But Reuven also. Because the Kavoni itself is a Yisrael. If the Kavoni expresses itself later in a Maise, it's not like the Ritzich and the Kavoni is just, you need Kavoni, the Ritzich. Kavoni doesn't influence the Ritzich. But in Beishas, the Kavoni influences the Beishas. It's a new Beishas. So when I pay, I don't pay only for Reuven alone. I pay for Reuven and for Shimon. I pay to Reuven. What I the Gemara wanted to say is that if Reuven is an Eved, I cannot pay for Reuven and Shimon. I don't pay Shimon. If Shimon's Beishas was completely independent of Reuven's Beishas, so why did the Gemara put the Gemara's cash? The Gemara answers it, Shavin and Shavin. And the Gemara is two shillings, so the price is according to Rav Meir, according to Rav Yudeh. The Gemara wanted to go so far that if Reuven is not a Mechayev Beishas, you cannot pay Shimon the Beishas of Reuven. Because it's not just a Shimon, it's not only a Shimon. The Gemara before would say that Reuven and Shimon are both Mechayev, but Shimon gets the money. And even according to the Gemara's Torah, that Beisham Shaminimu, it means you don't need that the Mechayev is not the Rebbe, the Mechayev is the Mechayev. But the Mechir is Mechayev not only for his basis, not for his basis, because you don't pay for the basis which he intended to direct at Reuven, the scam like there, like there, is absolutely no relationship. But it's a part of the Maisa Veirah, which is Mechayev. In one word, by the way, the Kavone Levai Sheshruvu is a part of the Maisa Vera Chalpon Asfonim, which is a Mechayev, or for which he pays to Shimon. Here you cannot say the Skav Levai Sheshe, the Pi Sheshe, the Skav Levai Sheshe, the Pi Sheshe, is one Maisa Vera. Then I pay for both. If I pay for both, Rabbi Shimon didn't say. Rabbi Shimon said if the Kavone, if I'm punished only for the Ritzicha of the Sheni, the Rishon doesn't belong here. So how can you relate the Kavone? The Rabbi Shimon said. But in Beishas, I don't relate the Kavone of one and Beishas of a second. No! I take the Beishas of both, and I say you have got to pay to the second one. That's all. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara, what the Pesukim? This is... What if Sukim, my time, Kiktola, Maktola, the Miskavale, the Sea, Horabla, the Common Machiskavale, Pages Nama, the Havale, the Sea, the Shofa Yode, the Zika Mugusha, Machiskavale? Allow the Mugusha. She cannot prevent the ball from being a yet. And that's all she cannot say. The Muya. Amur Rav Amish Ben Rav. Did this exactly the Gemara has? Which is also. So. Now, let us just leave Rabbi Yechemet Ashokesh for a while. If Takone Sushi has nothing to do with parents, Takone Sushi is just plain Yerushi. Babal cannot, the Ishe cannot sell on a Chosi Mechayim, the way all Mirishim can, all Mirishim are allowed to, entitled to. Because it's a special Takone Sushi. A Babal can break up the Mechira. There's nothing to do with parents. Or perhaps Takone Sushi is based on Teres Lander. Faces that Takone Sushi has nothing to do with Teres. Even if Kosar Leidin Edvor Emeinu Benachsayich Per Se and Per Per Se Mado Elo is the least Takone Sushi. What's Rashi Shede? What is Rashi Shede? Rashi and the top line is like Faces. The last Rashi, the last three lines, you don't jump to conclusions. The Afal Gav, what does Rashi say? It can also be like this. Even though it is Kim Pere, Slavki, Kim, Akhmi, Dome, but Baal de Nixi Ishtay, I mean, the Isha cannot sell because of Yerusha. I mean, if you want to reconcile Rashi and the top line, Rashi and the last three lines, it's perfect. The Alpha Gav, the Baal, the Lav, Kikin, Aguv, Dami. And there is no reason why you should prohibit the Isha. The sale of a Tafel Nechosi. However, there's another reason which comes in. Which one is the other? The reason? Yerushi, Konsushi, Yerushi. Almula Abonu Shibude means the Shibude of Yerusha means. Mishumeid, Vavik Lakiachish. There's only one question about Rashi. If this were true, Rashi should eliminate one word, the Bealme. The Afal Gav, the Kimperi, Slavki, Kina, Kuvdome, Val, the Nirs Ishti, Almula Abonu Shibude, Mishumeid, Vavik Lakiachish. As Rashi said, the Bealme means with regard to Roger, King Johnny Perez, Lapki Kinagut. But a key in a ball is Kiki in a good. Just a moment, don't jump like a Mexican bean. I'm very well prepared, sir. Don't worry. You don't have to need any help. The Bealme makes no sense in Rashi. The Afal Gav, the P in Perez, Lapki, Kiki in a good dome. Bau, wenn ich sie ist, der ihr Mur, der Bonner, ich bin Bude, ich bin schon mehr, der war wirklich eine Kirche. Might be, der Rashi means, ich darf auch auf die Baum, in Kola Tere Kula, ich mir, Rashi mean, includes even, nicht so, wenn du gehst, aber, even though in Kola Tere Kula, is love to Kina Guf, but you don't depend upon Kina Guf, upon Kina Peres, it's a separate Aloche, Yerusha is the factor which is responsible for the Baal's, I mean, right to break up the Dimechira. Yeah. So Rashi, you don't know. If we had no other reason, who would identify the Takone Sushi and his Peres, then there would be, Rashi would be no, we couldn't derive any evidence from Rashi that Rashi is disagreement with his Peres. There are only the Peres. Who is the Rishon who says that if there are no Peres, there is no Takone Sushi? Who is the Rishon? I'm asking now a question. So answer, Reichman?
I want to see
the answer. Never mind the Reichman. I'm asking who is the Rishon. Who is the Rishon? All right. Next question will come next. The Rashbo. The Rashbo says, open the Rashbo. Rashbo is about Vasa, and nobody is about Kamba. It's the Rashbo disagrees with Teisves. Teisves even in Ksubes, is Teisves, he says that Takone Sushi is not to be acquainted with Kiyum Peiros, because even where there is no Peiros. Now the Mishnah for Nisus Min Eiros is Ma Asuyin, so Teisve says, even if Nisus Min Eiros, even Nisus Min Eiros, there is Takone Sushen, there is no Peiros, Why? How is he? How after he adds a few words.
What?
I mean, if she can sell in all nirsemelu milagat all nirsemelu, she cannot sell nirsemelu mechayim. Because she'll sell for what? For the payers, of course. I mean, we'll buy the group. If you cannot utilize the group, I mean, for payers. For payers. So she'll sell for payers. The payers belong to the bar. So she cannot sell mechayim the. Because of Peres. So that's why, if, even if she sold the goof, you say what? Takone sushi. However, if she can sell Mechaim the Nechosim for Peres, it is sold, so it doesn't belong to her, and he has not Peres at all, so that's not Takone sushi. Finish the Rashba.
That's the line of the
say the Rashbo and Tosfos are, so to say, have a disagreement with regard to siluk, if the payers are due to siluk. However, if there is some money, some income which is not subject to nir semeluk, like kefil, whatever, there are payers, the payers, if there is some money of ksuve, minu erosin, the Rashbo would agree with Tosfos. However, the arguments of the Rashbo would apply not only to Nirsemeluk, which were renounced, I mean, by the Baal as to the Peres, but even for Nirsemeluk, which are from the very beginning, not subject to what? To what? To Peres Abal, to the Aloche, of Abal Eko Peresea, like Meneirasen, or Peres Anoyav Ksube, and so forth. Because the same argument. How does the Rashbo argue the case? He says the Ishes sale is valid. The Ishes sale is valid. Why is the Ishes sale valid? The Peres. So sale to Amechaim, the Lekeach, who will acquire the Sode, I mean, who will be in possession of the Sode as far as Peres is concerned, since the Baal is not Peres. So the Peres belongs to the Ishes. There's no reason why she cannot sell Peres. But she sold not only Peres, but the group as well. So there is no reason to maintain that her sale can be broken up or invalidated by the Baal when she dies. It's the same argument which the Rashbo utilizes with respect to siluk din dvorim could be utilized with respect to momen teves anoye or minu eresen. The Surya no issue shall not. So let us assume, and I believe and I am sure about it, that the Rashbo simply has connected, equated Ki Ushe with Ki Imperes. And Tosfos have kept these two halachas apart. Ki Imperes is number one, Takone Sushi is number two. And Takone Sushi applies even to Nechosim, in which the Baal has no Ki Imperes. What's the machlekes? But before we understand the machlekes, I would like now to explain it. What is Lekiach Rishon? Rashi speaks Lekiach Rishon. Oh, Rishon Kibam saying Lekiach Rishon. What kind of a term is Lekiach Rishon? Reichman, what kind of a term is Lekiach Rishon? Yes, yes. Is it your own idea, or you refer not to Sukhya in effect? What's the name of Basra? Balakir have a Yerushave. So how does the Gemara prove? What's the difference of Balakir have a Yerushave? What is Mechaim or Lachamisha? I mean, it's Mechaim or Lachamisha Nabai? What is Vaki and Peres? Vaki and Peres is Balakir have a Yerushave. Forget the thesis for a while. But the passion is the Sugi. Forget it. The thesis is difficult there. Rajbam and the contrary of that. That's why I can understand the thesis discussion in regard to Rajbam. But what does Rajbam say? It's both Mechaim. Mechaim and Lachamis. Mechaim and Lachamis. So what is the Abayu about Yerushav and Lekech? The difference? The distinction? And Mubape, when Lekech is given, Milich Sabah. Lofs and Lochlo, the Nisis, the Lekech is given, Milich Sabah. The Gemara quotes one Rai. The Gemara is a Rai from Rovin. Rovin says, Sholach Igre says, as actually Abal Chev is given, Milich Sabah, Milich Sayisho, which are now under, I mean, which belong now to the Baal. It's either Beteras Nichsus in Babel or Beteras Nichsim in Lod. It doesn't matter. So finally, the Gemara quotes a Mishneh. But a Mishneh, as a Yerish is Ishtei, is in Chesre Beim. It's Baal Lekeach, Ave, is a Yerish is Ishtei, Ishushushim de Chesre Beim. The Gemara is ready to settle for it. That Baal de Nichsus Ishtei Yerish Ave. Oma Rove, Anan Yadimeh. It's impossible to say Yerushave. But a Chush is Kino. Ish Mocha Benichse Belug and Meisha Mechaim Bailo Habal Habmeitzim Yad Lekudetz. The Hapyons, I said, Lekeach. Okay, what does it mean, Lekeach? So the Rashbam says, simply, he says, if it's Yerush, so the status of the Baal should be like the status of a son vis-a-vis the father. Like a brother with respect to his older brother who died. The brother, the father, the magician, can sell as much as they want. So why can't we be this not a takone? Apparently, Ushi is not just a takone. Ushi has interpreted the aloha of Yerusha. And Yerusha's about differs from Yerusha's show magician. If it's a takone, so the Gemara cannot prove anything. A takone, what can you do? No, Ushi is not a Rabbonin. Ushi has actually changed with Rabbonin. With Rabbonin, Ushi has changed the whole character of Yerusha Sabar. It's not just Yerusha Sabar. A simple Yerusha Sabar. If it were Yerusha Sabar, Ushi couldn't introduce him. And Ushi couldn't introduce that Rabbonin prohibiting a father to sell Nechosim Bechayo because he deprived the son of the Yerusha. But Yerusha said Yerusha Sabal is different. And if it's different, he's a Lekeach. What does it mean, Lekeach? Almur Abonel Shibud de Baal means that a Baal has this exclusive Yerusha Mechayim. In all, in Avudem, in Achim, in all Kregim, there is no Mechayim, nothing. The Chaim is a relationship between father and son, the same as between two strangers. Means nothing. Nothing at all. Zero. In Baal is different. Therefore, a simple reason. Because the Yerusha is tied in with Noi Ksuba. Yerusha, the Kevro, the Rapeso, it's in Noi Ksuba. With Noi Ksuba, he has Shibudim Mechayim. It's not that they gave him Shibudim Mechayim for something he will get like a Mises. So what kind of an exchange is it? What kind of reciprocity is it? I mean, since the Shibudim, the Yerusha is an exchange, a return for something that he has to deliver to Yom Mechaim, so he has Shibudim, call it Shusim, I don't care, call it Kinyonim, the Chalushem Yerish, the Balid Yerish is Mechaim, he's already a Yerish. I even don't want to call it Shusim. He's Mechaim already a Yerish. And this exactly what stops the, what the Yerusha said, since he has Mechaim, the Chalushem Yerish, Schusim, Shibudim, but anyway, it's already, there is Siruf of the Nechosim, the Teras Yerusha, to the Baal Mechaim, call it Schusim, Shibudim, so of course the Isha cannot simply cancel this Shibudim by selling, the property to someone else. This is the Gemara in Basra, the end of Yeshnechu. Rashi said there very well, and I can't understand this there. Rashi says very well that if Baal ben Yichzi, Shtemei Chayim, is even if a Baal Yire is a Lekiach, is even a Baal Yire Shishti Dvar Teiro, he's never a Yire, he'll always be a Lekiach. You understand very well, in the Reis of Yerusha, he's certainly not a Lekiach. Because the Reis of Yerusha has nothing to do with the Ksuvah, nothing to do with Kure, with Refui, a Yire Shishir, a Kormil of the Yishtem. Is a Yiddish like a son is a Yiddish of the father and a brother inherit the brother and so forth. You understand? But in Yerusha the Rabbonon, which ties in with Noy Ksude, so the Baal suddenly assumes a new role, appears in going. As a Lekiach, what does a Lekiach mean? He has Mechaim. If it's Mechaim, it's already a Lekiach. It is a Lekiach, Ksude. So Rashi says, if Midrabono is a Lekeach, so the Reise of Yerusha Mechaim can never be implemented. Af Yerusha Lachamise Beteres Yesh can never be implemented. Why? Rashbam was bothered by the problem. The Gemore asked whether Midrabono, Kiyereshav Yerabono, and the Gemore quotes a Mishneh in Erechen, a Mishneh that a Baal Yirish is Yishtei, and the Gemara says, because you was a Baal in the Reise, the Gemara. So how could the Gemara prove? If you was a Baal in the Reise, it's only Yirish. That's why in Chesra Be'yevu. But if you was a Baal in the Rabbonon, it might be a Lekia. So Rashi says, no, even if you was a Baal in the Reise. But actually, if the Reise were... If the Reise, if not Rabban had been introduced, and you would rely on the Reise exclusively, he certainly would be a Yiddish, but the Reise certainly has no exclusive Yerusha Mechaim. In the Reise, it's ridiculous to say exclusive Yerusha Mechaim is a Yiddish because he's a Korah. He's related to her, and she's a Korah. He certainly discussed the Yerusha comes with death. Like Yerusha Sa'ulab, and Yerusha Sa'ach, and Yerusha Sa'achioach. You understand me? But since the Rabbanon came and introduced what Yerusha made a Rabbanon within the frame of reference of Noek Sube, so that the Reise of Peteres Yerish is never implemented. Because the Rabbanon, he has already, what the Torah told him, what the Torah has granted him Lacha Mise, he has it already from before Mise. And before Mise, the Alekea. That's what the Rashbam said. I don't want now to mention this, we'll mention the thesis later. This is difficult. But this is the Rashi. Anyway, if what does Lekiach mean? Baal ben Yichzi Yishtemet mean? What does it mean, Lekiach, Baal ben Yichzi Yishtemet? There is a Chalushim Yirish Mechayim. Schusim Shibudim, call it Shibudim. This is Lekiach Rish, that's the question. Now, what is it? Now, if against this background, enough for the time being, as far as Lekiach Yirish, it's enough. Against this background, we may understand the machleket between Rashbo and Tesis. Tesis says Takonis Sushet does not tie in with Peres at all. Nothing to do with Peres. Even if the Baal has renounced all Peres, there's absolutely no relationship to the property, no Peres, Takonis Sushet comes in and says, the Baal makes the other Peres. The Rashbo says no. If there is no Peres, there is no Takonis Sushet or Yishe Mecheres. What is it? Now I want you to explain it. Sure, can I explain it? According to thesis, it's very simple. According to thesis, if Baal is a Lekeach, and Lekeach means that Schusim Mechaim, Shibudim Mechaim, is a Yerish Mechaim, so what Peres in the Baal element? What do you need Peres? I don't doubt it with Kim Peres Kekina Gufia. So simply the Yerusha Sabal differs from Yerusha, from all other Yerushas. All other Yerushas begin and end at Mise. Yerusha Sabal begins Mechaim, with Noe Ksube and ends Lacha Mise. Ends Lacha Mise. What is it, Rashbo? No. This perhaps is Rashi who will try to squeeze it. But a contrast boy is absolutely not necessary. Simply. The Schusi Yerusha ties in with the Schusi Peres. He has Peres Mechaim and the Guf Lachamis. And if there's no Peres Mechaim, it's goodbye. He's the Baal Ben Yichzi, Shtia Yirish, not a Lekeach. Ja, Yiddish. The Yiddish is in a chosin from which it does not arrive any prayers. Like in Shanoem, the Eres is Yiddish on the chosin. But the Eres is Yiddish. The Gemara says actually the Maskonet is Baal Lekecha and Yiddish. The Gemara says both. You always combine, I mean, you always operate with both principles. That's what the Gemara says. Elo Maravar says. Alekeach is Alekeach Lachamise. Is Alekeach Lachamise. What is Yerushim Lachamise? This is not the... The Rashbot doesn't understand it. Rashbot doesn't understand it. The whole Takone of Peres in Ichsemeluk is ties in with the Aloche that Balekeach. And now you understand the Gemara asks not only Balekeach and for Yerushim Lachamise. According to Rashbo, you understand very well. The Gemara asks both Mechaim and Lachamise. According to the Gemara, if Balekeach have a friend, he's a shalofsa. And got married. So if Bal Yirish have a, so the Balekeach can go and collect from Erna Chosin. Even though it's near Similuk. Now, and if Balekeach have a, he cannot collect. He stopped. Because the Bal is Lekeach. What has it got to do with Lekeach? When Bal is a Yirish, if Bal Yirish have a, so what has it got to do? What do you mean a near Similuk is a Yirish? How can it be a Yirish a near Similuk? How can it be a Yiddish? What do you mean Yiddish? Lachamise can speak about Yiddish. But Nirsimluk me aferes in Mechayim. And Teisu said that Abai is bones, ben bemise, ben bechayim. The Ram also passed that the Ishalofsa when he says he's a Lekeach. What does Gemara understand? From this Gemara you see that basically the Abai bald in the sister Lekeach, have a Yiddish, have is related to Yerusha. But whatever Yerusha. Yerusha ties in with the Kiemperes. The Kiemperes is a part of Yerusha. What is that a part of Yerusha? It means the Yerusha starts in the same. Start with Peres. Start with Peres. Is it Baal Lekeach having Yerusha? Is also Lekeach what? As a Lekeach in Kakoes, in the Nichsimeluk as well. Mechaim is a Lekeach in the Nichsimeluk as well, Mechaim. So Yishe Shalofso, when he says, the Baal Chayv cannot collect from the Nichsimeluk. Because the Baal is a Lekeach. Why is a Lekeach? Because in Yerusha is a Lekeach. According to Rashbo, you understand it. According to Teisu, you have to say it's two Alochas. According to Rashbo, you understand why the Gemara tied in the problem about the Nichsish to Lekeach have a Yerish have with respect to Mechaim, with respect to the Nichsimeluk, and the same time the Gemara also, I mean, question the character of the Baal as a Yerish, whether he's a genuine Yerish or only Lekeach. What has it got to do with it? A contract. What is the link between these two problems? According to Tesis, you don't know, because Tesis actually separated these two problems from each other. Tesis separated these two problems from each other. But according to the Rashbo and to Rashi and to the Rashba, it is perhaps this is the problem. As Peres is basically, it's not a separate Akone Peres. Peres is a part of Takone Sirushin. It's one Takone Peres. The problem is Baal Benichsish to Yerush HaVelekech applies basically to Yerusha, Lachamise, as far as the Guf is concerned. Whether it takes it between Yerusha, it takes it between Lekech. Hence, since Peres is a part of it, it's one schus, it's one schia, the Baal, of Peres and what? And Yerusha. So if the Yerusha is Lekech, he has the status of Lekech vis-à-vis Peres. If the Yerusha is Yerush, you can't help it. So he has the status of Yiddish or Tim with regard to the Peres. But if you separate it and you say it's two problems, we understand the problem with regard to Yerusha, perfect. But with regard to Peres, you don't understand what you mean, Lekeach, what Yiddish. But if you combine both Takones of Nichsemeluk with Yerusha into one unit, it's one schus about Yizeche bin Echosim b'Peres v'chayim, and this Kiyan Peres v'chayim becomes the Kiyan Aguf later, Lachamis and Lach Yerusha. Or you can say it in reverse. Yes, Chusim Lachamise, and these Chusim Lachamise are translated into King Yonah Peres. So that's why the Gemara has the same question with respect to Mechaim and Lachamise. But if you say that Yerusha is not going to do this Peres, according to Peres, so you have to say the Gemara that are taught to Abayas. Actually, Peres and Ksubis interprets. There are two Abayas. And if Peres and Ksubis, the impression we get is that the two Abayas are independent of each other. According to Rashbo, it is impossible. So this is a machlekes of Pesach. Yeah, you understand me? All right. Now what's Rashbo? It's not a question of Takonin Sushi. It's a problem with the Pesach and Yerusha, Tuschus Ebal, or Tzvonski Ebal. This is the main problem. And of course, if Yerusha and Peres are what? Are one takone or one shriye? Is wherever there is no what? There is no Peres, there is no schus Yerusha. Yeah, there is no schus Yerusha, but there is lekeach mechaim. But the Baal remains a Yerush, but there is kolef. Is Yerush, but there is kolef. A Baal is Yerush, but there is kolef, and there is Yerush, but there is Baal. Is Peteras Baal the Yerusha, so the Rashbo identified with what? This Peteras Mechaim. Peteras Mechaim is Mistaba like the Rashbo. But Peteras Korev is a Yerusha. This is it. Taste the disciples. Taste the things that Peteras and Nichsemilug and what? Are two different. Schusim, two different. Takonis, two different institutions, I mean. That's why Teisves has trouble in Ksubes with the Bay of the Gemara, which embraces both Mechaim and Lachamise. Teisves has a lot of trouble in Ksubes. Alright, this is what is Rashi Shita? Now Rashi, and Be'almo Rashi mean Be'almo not here. Teisves means Be'almo means, in general, Teisves Rashi means, is Ki Imperes Lavke Ki Hakudam. So, and here is not because of Ki Imperes. But here is a word because of what of Yerusha. But if you want to take the word Be'almo literally, what does literally mean Be'almo? In other places, in other cases, but here it's not like that. So is Rashi got away from cases? Is Rashi somehow moving toward the Rashbo, correct? Half al gav de Be'almo. I mean, in other cases, not here. Kipper is not King Yehuda. Baal the nirse ishte al mur abonu lishibudin means the Kipper is not a shibud Yerusha. The Kipper is. Mishumei vovav ekrekechish. According to Rashi, once Rashi will agree, we'll see how Rashi interprets it. But aloha lemaise Rashi, if we shouldn't see that this is the pshat in Rashi, I told you, Be'almo is not always means in other places. Be'almo means in principle. Be'almo sometimes means in principle. Even though in principle is King Peres, Lafki King Agudome, not in other cases, and not here. In principle should be King Peres, Lafki King Agudome. But as far as this is concerned, we have a different reason. What reason do you have, I mean, to break up the Mechiras Abal? Yerusha. Is Rashi said it. I insist that Rashi is like Teisves, because Rashi says Shabal Abal Meitzi, Shabal Yeres and Shishtivu Yerakei Achrishon. This is Teisves Pshat. Rashi in the top line did not connect Takone Sushi with Peres. But here the last three lines a little different, you see. But alright, but however you say Afal Gav Debi'almo. Debi'almo means with respect to other halachas, but not here. Here Afal Debi'almo Ki Imperes Lav Ki Kina Gudoy, but here is Ki Kina Guf. Why is Ki Kina Guf? Takone Sish. Takone Sush. Is right away the Rashi connects Takone Sush with Peres, correct? If there are no Peres, apparently they're dead. There is no Takone Sush. There is no Takone Sush. There's not a connoisseur. Rashi means, since Peres and Yerusha is one war. Is one schus. You certainly say ki imperas ki aguta. If you have ki imperas, which will never be converted to the ki nagul, never. If then you say the per ki imperas by the heart, never become a ki nagul. So then you say ki imperas lafki ki nagul. But if you have a ki imperas mechayim, and the same schus will extend beyond. You see, beyond his lifetime, lifespan, and will become what? Is you see mechayim kimperes kiragut? You can say that that means Rashi, but means Rashi agrees with Rashi. But if the Rashi, you don't have to say that konsushi is only because of Yehusha, but konsushi is also because of what? Both correct. Then there is no contradiction between Rashi and top line and Rashi here. Because the top line, he didn't know yet about King Peres, King Aguda. So Rashi says, Yerush is enough. This is Yerush and Mechai. Here, when the Gemara already has already explored this problem, and we know that King Peres, King Aguda, she cannot tell, but it's only the Rish Lokish, the Kone Sushi. So you don't need only Yerush as the reason which is responsible for the nullification of Afer Mechire. Not only Yerusha, because simply Herki and Peres, which will finally be translated to what? Into Yerusha, is like Ki and Aguf and even Reshlokish Aguf. You understand? This is my direction. But basically, the Machleke is between. Nirsemeluk. Or it is a Baal Mitzvah of Akutas. What is it? Is the Mechire invalidated from the very beginning, retroactively, or the Aloch is the Baal is Mitzvah of Akutas? It breaks up. Whatever, the Mechire. A similar problem we have in the Baal Chayv Teret, you know? Shibudim, Rashi Psochim says, it's not only just Mitzvah of Akutas, but breaks up the Mechire, because the Levi had no pilus, had no right on the cell. Many Rishonim agree with Rashi, most Rishonim. He could have sold. He had a right to sell, had authority to sell, because he had the other fellow had only Shibudim, but separate aloha, he breaks it up. The question is, the Shibudim about whatever they are. Is according to Rashi, as a key in Peres, key in Agudom, is certainly nothing. It's nothing. But if you say it's not key in Peres, key in Agudom, but the Susi Rushe, Shibudim Rushe, I don't know how far you'll go with it. He had no pilots to sell, or what, but the question is, what difference it made? Here or there? The Peres he can never have. According to Tesis, in a case where there is no Peres, whether the Lekeach, Yehu Peres, from the Mechire until the date of death of the woman, is number one. And Niva called Rashbo that Kodesushi is tied in his Peres. There be many differences. I mean, the Prishe and the Drishe try to. Prusbul, yeah, the Prishe and the Drishe try to. He's here the Machlekes between the Rambam and the Tur. That's what he's saying. The Rambam said, Mocho Bechayeo. That's the Rambam, the Chavez Barsiches, up and up the Rambam. Mocha Bechayeo. If the Rambam is face value, he certainly the Rambam thing, the Mechire is Baal. But the Baal breaks up the Mechire. This is his Rambam. Because he says, she ain't Baal Bekufa Karakikun. The Rambam is a bit difficult. If you interpret, since the Rambam passes about the Mechire, actually, passes the Kecha. So it means that the Baal is Chusim or Shibudim, whatever it is, Mechayim. Why did the Rambam say, she ain't the Baal Bekufa Karakikun? The Kufa Karakiku, to say that the Rambam disagree. Otherwise, you don't understand why Baal should be with Binir Sishte Lekeach. If there's no Sus Yerushim Chayim, what kind of a Lekeach is it? If the Yerushim begins like a Mise, it should be a Yerush. This is the Rambam, a bit difficult. Is the Rambam, I would say, as follows, and perhaps it's in Russia also. It is not. He has Chusse Yerusha. My mind is bottled by it. He has Kuskuse Yerusha Lachamisen. I don't believe whether you can say it, I mean, Kuskuse Yerusha Lachamisen. Even in the Rabbonon, I mean, Abbar, whether it's not when you say Ashni Afochem and Eise Echot, it's self-contradictory. If it's Yerusha, it's not Kuskusim, Lachamisen. And if it's Kuskusim, it's not Yerusha, it's what it means, Lekea. Lekea. The Rambam thinks that the Skusi Yerusha that he has is like the Rashbot with the Skusi Peres. It's not separate Skusi Yerusha. The Skusi Peres are both. The Skusi Peres are also Skusi Yerusha Mechai. So he has only this Skusi Yerusha for the Peres. And he says already that the Peres belongs to the Baal, belongs to the Baal. But outside of the Peres, not two sets of Skusi. According to this, it was two sets of schusim. A contrast boy did have two sets of schusim. It's one set of schusim. You could say either this way. I told you, you can start from both ends. Say it is a schus Yerusha, which is translated during your lifespan into King Peres. The reverse is also possible. You can invert the definition. It is schus Peres, which finally end up in what? In Schus Yerusha. This is the Rambam. It is Schus Peres, which end up in Guf. That's the main Sheile Baal Kul be Guf Akark. It's a different one. But the Rambam would appear that what is it? That the Mechira the Mechira. The Baal is Meitzi, he breaks up Mechira, but he doesn't invalidate the Mechira redwork. The two, says it black and white, that the Mechira is no Mechira, and Nimza Mechira Ptelo. Ptelo le Gamer. Is if it is Chusi Yerusha which break up, it's possible of Achlekes. If it is the Kiyemperes Kina Guf, the Kiyemperes Kina Guf breaks up, it's certain the Mechira than the Mechira. But this is side issue, it's not a problem. Now let's go to Rabbi Yechon Resh Lakish. All right? Who was saying? Wonder? But this is a side issue. Important is machlekes and pesach in the Rashbam. All right, okay, no, the Rashbam. Put the context. Difficult machlekes are here in the Rashbam. But Rabbi Yume Barabe was of the opinion that Takone Sushi is not related to Israel. Guf Mechaim Uperes Lachavis. Do you understand it? Yes? Explain it. It's very difficult, you know, right? It's extremely difficult. It's almost nonsensical, this translation. Why? How can I give Peres Lachamisa? Ematon Lachamisa. Ematon Lachamisa. Ematon Lachamisa. A Mishnah in Gittin. Ematon Lachamisa. So how do we have to interpret Guf Mechai and Peres Lachamisa? Lando, you should tell me. How will you interpret it? No. He has the Guf. Otherwise, if you didn't interpret properly the Guf Mechai and Peres Lachamisa, you cannot be oriented in the Sugya. The whole orientation in the Sugya, I mean, depends upon the Guf Mechai, Peres is a Shiur. When he'll die, the Shiur will expire. So just a moment, what will happen with Peres? The shock of the Kof, what will happen?
Then it goes to who is Peres, go to who's the Baal.
What do you mean? If they go, they have no feet to go. I mean, Lachamisa, the Peres have no feet.
Him a right in the
Peres. Exactly, the Peres it gets automatically because it has the Guf. The aloha is that the Guf does not require a key in Peres. It's not I have a key in a Guf number one, I have a key in Peres number two. I can sell the key in Peres and the Guf. But if there is no Me'akiv, if there is no one else who interferes with my Peres, so the Peres go to the Guf. There is no need for another Shriya, because if any Shriya would be, who were involved, or any Aknoi, or any Shriya were involved, it couldn't take place like a Misa. This would be a nonsensical. Since it takes place like a Misa, it means it's no Shriya. He has what he had before. What does he have? The Guf. No, before there was a Me'akiv, someone who retained the Peres. Now the Me'akiv is gone. So the Guf says, Ahoy Hashbach, and that's all. This is good. But now the father gives him two matones. One matone meyad immediately, and not a grant lachamisa. He cannot give lachamisa a grant. A matone lachamisa. All right, continue. ignorance. But I can't tell the truth. So you've got to interpret this, because otherwise, I mean, it's very misleading. All right, well, Mocharav. This is Ksum Leber. Ksum Leber means Shem, Shem Shalber. This means. All right. Mocharav. What is Mochu? Ber. Mocharaben. Yeah. But the Rekeah gets the goof, the Rekeah gets the Ben cells, whatever he has. What did he have? The goof. The Rekeah gets the goof, which belongs to the Ber. Then, when the father dies, whatever would have happened to the Ben happens to the Rekeah. He has the goof, the father died, there is no Me'akiv anymore. So the Rekeah develops what? Automatically develops what? Acquires key impairs, not key impairs, not a new acquisition. The goof already, I mean, can yield the peres to him because there is no Me'akiv. Whatever happens to Ben happens to Rekeah. Yes, no? Yeah. Now the question, Meisa Ben, when? If Meisa Bechaya Ben is certainly like that. It's certainly like that. Why is certainly like that? Because the Ben gets it, and the Rekeah gets it from Ben. I don't have to say it then. But then let's just, I mean... But if Mesa Ben Bechayov, here's a machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rishlosh. Rabbi Yechon thinks Mesa Ben Bechayov, and Vachakach Mesov, is the Mechire Potl. Rishlokish thinks, no, it's the same thing. The Mechire is Kayom. The Mechire is Kayom, and what? And the Rekeah gets the Peres whenever the father dies. All right, no? Alright, London, say the Gemara. All you have is to say that. What? Here, not in Gittin. In Gittin, what does it mean in Gittin? Kim Pierce Gernot Zamir. Bekurim say the Parsha. Domash Nasatari. What does it mean? What is the connotation here of Kim Pierce Gernot Zamir? As the Maake, if the Balu Savot, as the Kinagu. To sell, to be marked. All right. No, the question is, if this is the case, is even if mess at our Bechayabel, why is the Mechira Mechira? When he sold it, he had no parents yet. Because the father was alive, so he was not buying it. So he couldn't sell it. What did we tell? We all say that he sold it. Lachash Yomu Sabo. The Lachash Yomu Sabo is a Dorosh Lebol Eilom. A Dorosh Lebol Eilom. A Kontra B'Yechere. The Tkiyam Peres Rekina Guf. And hence he is prevented from what? From selling it because he has no Bailus. He has no Bailus. So it does no difference. It's even if Mesa Ben, Bechayo, if Mesa O, Bechayo Ben, so the Ben got it. So the Ben has got to make another Mechir. If the Ben will call him the Rekeah later, after Mrs. Oh, after his father has passed, where you say, listen, I'll sell you now. Good, fine. So Rabbi, but he does not renew the Mechir. But he relies on the previous Mechir. Previous Mechir is sold when he was only Balaguf, not the Balaperes. A Balaguf cannot sell, if he cannot sell, it's a Dorosh Lebolero. Who has this kasha? Tesei Rames and the Ribe Gash. Basically, it's the Ribe Gash Gash. For Tesei Rames, is that? Yeah. Exactly. The answer the same as the Ramban answer, the Ribe Gash answer. One third. So what's the third in basis? What's the third is in Rabban it's more explicit. In the Rabbanes, I mean Netz, it's very explicit. What do you think there, huh? Of course there's a goof. No? The word is prep, the word market would fit. He's not biling now. Not biling. Don't try to split hair now. He's not biling. Yes. But the halacha is not aloche, I have to have, it's necessary always to have the key and peres as so accompany the key and aguf for mechira. It means the matnes haaf must result in peres. The tetzoyaf, it's not aloche, the aloche is like that. What did the father give you? Bemis key and peres key and aguf means what did he give you, the father? What did he give you? What? Nothing? What can you do with the car? Nothing. No, absolutely nothing. No tashmish, no peres, nothing. It's the matone. No, matone is not complete. It's not balanced. This is only if you'll never have peres. But if at a later, at a future date, the matone will yield peres, so then the matone is reinstated lemafreya from the first day he came. Yes. You don't need is the lemafria igloyen milse that when he sold it to the keach, he was a complete, full-fledged baron. If lay mesa of mesa ben bechayov, the ben never, the matone never yielded peres, never resulted in peres. Since never resulted in peres, so his balus he was became what? Incomplete. Incomplete, he's incomplete in the mechira bottle. He has not asmach. But if meiso of the chayaber, so at the future date, a year later, after he sold it to the keach, the ben got peres. The very moment he got peres, it's not the shas a mechira a master peres. The matone must lead up to peres. He must be a giremes to peres. The matone, he should derive peres from the matone. If matone never yielded a peres, it's incomplete. But if matone yields peres at a future date, he becomes a bala peres. So the matone is reinstated, fully reinstated, and restored retroactively from the very first day. This matase says, read it again, and that's what the Ramban. I mean, the good belongs to him. The kibbutz of the besof, as he saw the leben, choshimecha. How is it? Lemafre. This space. You could have said in Teisves, as because there is no dovashli bolel. You don't say dovashli. In Teisves is a possibility. And I was inclined to say it in Teisves when I saw the Teisves beginning. Then I came across the Ramban, across the Rabbi Lezer in Metz, and all these I realized it's not this longness which Tesis meant. Tesis meant a different longness, that you don't need Vishas Matone the Ki and Peres. He has a Ki and Aguf. The Ki and Peres should put, the Ki and Aguf should finally be translated into Peres, should produce Peres. And even if he gets the key in Paris, a year later, he's the Matana restored. Give me the Ramban and Mabasa just a minute. Give me the Ramban, Rabbi Ramban and Mabasa, someone. Abi Yechen and Doma key in Paris, key in Abbae. Amai Kona le key achlechi moi saav, b'chai abeen. Valeinu Doma kne Doma shle bole ilom. Klima shle bole yodei. He tuka shelei. Ude kimne lei al gufe kone na yeim. What's the second kashe? How can you say what? If the kibbutzki akuf dami, he hasn't got the kin aguf. And the Gemara says, "Guf ekonem ayim." What does it mean, kinderen? Ubeis kushi seilu. The Ramban says, "Mitarzi suizu." The fili dom man doma kibbutzki akuf dami. Bron nami is the kin aguf. The Gemara never said that the kin aguf doesn't belong to the bron. But two people have kin aguf. This is two people. What a goof is the Rav Mafkia, the Bailus, what? Of the band to sell. Zuzu. The Philidor, Maki, and Peres, Kinagu, and the Bronam is the Kinagu. Umi and Mitle Tolle. Whether his Kin is a Kin and Shole. It's complete. Or not, he is held in a bear. Vekoi, Mitle Kolle Vetoi. Kimoi is a Vechayaben, Igle. The Mahit, here's it, it says three times. Give is gone, but there is no need for the what? For the band to acquire Ki and Peres, because in Ki and Lachamise. the same happens with the Keach. Ma mochale rishin l'sheni kofrus. The rishin had his chusperes. How did he have his chusperes? How did he get his chusperes? The rishin means the bear. Lachamisov, he didn't get it from the off. There was no aknoe. In aknoe lachamise, in matone lachamise. He got it simply. The goof is his, and automatically, if I have the goof, I get a peres. So the same with the Keach. Mishum deahor agide bozemi kore. When bein volmi agide, the key in Paris is a result of key in Aguf. Ala vechilei bole yode is a schus. Min schus is called the Paris. Shemeis bechayo. Poka kin yone legabe le Keach. La vire. This is the Ramban. Yera shidim kebet sambal basre. I want to show you the Bein bechayo. Mri mocha rabbein lechav yechene. Ki in Paris ki in Aguf dome. You mean the Keach doesn't get anything? Eiche de mesa of b'chai aben mi yomeide de kono lekeach? The time of the milse, same question over here. Time of the milse, mishum dahi makne de koma, mikne b'te kien, instead of kien. Mikne de koma, de kono le ov le guf, lad mikne mamesh, it means that the guf doesn't belong to the band. The same as the Ramban. Doch lek le memo roche, doch amri le yo, mai koma le yoche, roche koma le guf, kono mechaknim ayeim, upere la chamise. Elin knias peres belchudu to come out the konelei. Ovli guv, the kamodise bechayim, the konelei peres. The islei kiyim peres liin a guv. The kiyim peres im afkir in guv, the lei mikne mamesh, it doesn't owe the guv. Ela mikne liin peres, du mit amechas odeo le peres. Lekle meima drab yichin dosa mama kiyim peres, kiyim a guv dame di mikne mamesho. Da der boyle kirch is gune le gufle motze mazmin a machte sodle peresik ken ja er in a peres bu bad du de kone de kama dis le kien peres is le kien be gufle in peres we lav mikte mamesh what the rabban said in two words the rabban said de yesh le kirch de yesh le pein kien a guf so he spent a few lines on it right. Okay, this doesn't matter. Fine. The Kiv Mishakein says, Imei Saben Bechayo Lesle Lekeach Veleimide Dibidne Dezavne Minei Akaten Lenisreken Kinyan Aguf Leben. It means Lenisreken, it didn't get the full Kinyan Aguf Leben. Because all was still holding on to what? The Peres. Mishim Dibushu Sedov Abed. Historically, he interprets it just the shiur expired automatically. Mimele, aus chuse davi yisle beguf. The komle birshuse deben, the whole matone became valid and complete. Miyidne de kasvein eleof. From the time he gave it to the ben. So the rime guys. The gloye milse. The Mahi Shaite have a nichse, who Mishimoche called it. So the Rinnegar said it exactly around that. Now there is another reason in Shidemuka Betzes, Kumuram and Aleph, the Kosova ki in Peres ki in a Gurdome, Ilko ki in Sode, Iker ki in Sode Zelo, ki in Shi Eshle, ki in a Guf, Nuodif, mi ki in a Dead, Lifish Asode, vi Adarov, Morzek Bo, Vechu Peres. Will they all in Kien Aben, could they see you Halim care? Correct. Me, you in Aben Kayem, Kishemei so, Goma Lake in Yone de Ben, Kin Shebo Asode, Loshus Aben, Vigloy Muselem Afreya, Shekono, Umiche Kayom, Afalpishe Mocha Bahayo. This is exactly what the Rime got us. After he gets the Peres, he goes to the Mafreya. You need the Matone should result in Peres. So he should have Peres at any time. But there is no requirement he should have Peres. Once he gets Peres later, the Matone is reinstated and restored. This is all the shit. You may want to insist in place that this means Doros of Alaylov. Why insist if the Rimegash and the Ramban and this, I don't know who the Rishon is. It's anonymous. I don't know.
What does he mean? All that time he follows the law.
What?
All that time he follows the law. The whole action is about Alaylov. He has to prove that he was about Alaylov.
No,
Malach Hashanosa Leben you mean? I don't know. No, just a minute. No. Shut up. The key in Peres Bitnatsme is a key in a goof. In the Afkoy is spoken. So he had key in a goof, but Lemafreya, his key in a goof, Liam Bikurim, did not clash with the key in a goof. The Ben gets a key in a goof, and the Rav cannot object to Mafreya, not a meake. But the Rav per se is a separate aloha. All right. Now, this is okay. So the matone is never being completed, huh? Can the ben have been Yiddish, or it goes back to the oven? He's all the shinim. I haven't come a single Rishon who say that if Mesa ben Bechayo, he's not only the Kiyah doesn't get a sari, but even the Yiddish doesn't get a sari. No. All are in full agreement. The first one who said it, who was the first one who said it? The Rashbam. The Rashbam is Gotas. Gotas. Mes Aben Bechayo is Ben Aben Yirish Esasode. Ben Aben Yirish Esasode. But the question is, if Kiyam Peres ke Kiyin Agubdome, so he has with Kiyin Peres ke Agubdome, and he cannot give way to the Kiyah, why can he pass it down to a Yirish? The cash per se is a knappe cash. The cash is important because there are two standard rules in the cash. Particularly the Rosh Teretz is almost revolutionary. If the Rosh hadn't said it, I would have never dared to say it. But the Rosh does say it. I checked it many times and the Rosh does say it. The cash is important because of the Rosh Teretz. But so what is the plain answer? The Ben has never gotten word. The Peres are never gotten Peres. So it means the Maton is the Maton. Whatever it is, I mean, it's incomplete. It cannot be a Das Makne, it cannot be a Makne. But it can be a Makne. It's simple. Aknoye requires full bailo. And since there is Kiyam Peres, Kiyam Agubdome, the Rav cancels out the full bailo of the Ben. And that's why the Ben cannot assume the authority of Das Makne. However, but the Ben has is all the Shirim say. He has Mikzas Kiyan, doesn't he? He has Mikzas Kiyan. Whatever he has, he passes down to the son, Yerusha, whatever he has. The best proof that Yerusha and Matone differ is Governor Yasha Bailey, his name Yechelim Lakdishe, but we've never heard of any Amera, any reason to say that Governor Yasha Bailey and Mehes, the Yerish does not inherit, I mean the Chifts. So you see that Matone, you need full balance. And since there is Kiyone Gzele, they restrict, they mitigate the Kiyone Bailos, they are lessened. However, you wish it, whatever I have, a percent, percent. Correct? Basically, the Rambam said it. And also, the Rashba said it as well. The Rashbam. So I wouldn't even have asked you about it. It's simple. The Ritvo comes in, you have a Ritvo here? It's not quoted in the Sri No Ritvo, now I want to show you. The Ritvo says it all. Rashbam Zal, Din Lemocha Rabben Bechai Yehov, Umes Aben, this is the Teis Sarosh, Kakosu B'Teis, the Teis Sarosh. Mashi Pirosh Rashbam Zal, either a Teis Sarosh or a real Teis Sarosh. Mashi Pirosh Rashbam Zal, Din Lemocha Rabben Bechai Yehov, Umes Aben Bechai Yehov, the Bon of Yershin, The Rashbam said two halachas there. One halach is Merav Snigre, I can't understand, no Rishenim. Yeah. But one of Yershim, the Ben Aben is Yerish, the Ben, even though if Meis Aben, Chayov, Yofi Pirash. Likes Vlei Dome Velekeach. The Bechayov, Vlei Kone Lekeach. The Kiyin Peres, Ke Kiyin Aguv Dome. Of course. Ube Kever, listen carefully. Ube Kever, Ah, Chelik Beis, yes, Nefer. All right, so sit down. Well, the Bechayov le Konolekeach, the Kiyim Peres, the Kiyin Aguv Dome, Ubekever, please listen carefully, Ubekever, in Zeche Lahaknis, le Lekeach. Why did they come into the Kever, Zeche Lahaknis? Aval Bonov Yershim, he say, Shebemisa Savi Aviyem, נופלו הנחוסים לפני אביהם שקונם בקבר וממילא טיפל ירושוסי לבונו Reihe mit Dovo. Mit Mechas so der Juwa Meis. Haben wir nicht den Wetz da in der Library? There's many Tekina, man. You have to see the words that are there. Es ist Machkim, es ist ein Spiel. Reihe mit Dovo. Mit Mechas so der Juwa Meis. Chizeres lebe Jevu, manchilo lebonorov. ומי אליו ראי גמורי, דקומשן הרוסם שכבר ראו הגוף ביד שלו, ולא יכול עולם ככה לרישי לבונו, אבל לא יכול לבוא ליד הרבה מאלו. פרמי פאקי, it makes no sense, the whole business, incoherent, what the Lord said. All the Lord have to say, that with regard to Akroi is not full Bailey, Yerushi, even though his Bailey is incomplete, yeah, however, when the Ben gets the Ben, what does the Mesa Ben, the Chayo, what does the Ben get? Incomplete Kinyan, incomplete Kinyan. So he's left it out. He's incomplete Kinyan. So what does he get? Later, when the Rav dies, the Kinyan Aguf turns into a Kinyan Perez, and the Kinyan is completed. That's over there. The Ramban says it. All right, Pesano. Think that the Rosh thought that an incomplete Kiyan is not mitzvahs b'Yerusha? This is impossible. This is b'Yerusha? No, and if we should say that the Rosh his opinion that since Kiyan Peres Kiyan Aguv Dome, it's a Koye not only of what? It's a Knoy of what? Akum, Akum, Yafkoi. So how does the Rosh explain? With the Rosh, just a moment, the Rosh explains like that. The Rosh has a Mishneh, Amecha Sodei Vizman Shayi Humei, Humez, Marzir Asode Lebonah. There are two possible interpretations in this halacha. One possible interpretation is simple. To the person who sold him, the short vision of Lachlose, the one who sold him is dead, I mean, and the children have never sold him any episode. Apparently, this bother troubled the Rosh mind. So the Rosh finally figured out as follows. There are two possibilities. The one possibility is when I sold the Sode, I retained the schools. That what? The Rosh apparently is, whether he has a schus, there is a schus, during this intermediate period of Yevul, of the Shneisa Yevul, that the Sod will come back to him. If there is no schus, so you cannot say that the Yorshim inherited the schus. What? There is nothing. I sold a Sod, I got rid of the Sod. In 50 years, I'll get a Sod back. Yorshim cannot be Yerish. That's what Bada the Rosh mind. Yorshim cannot be Yerish. At the Sode, which will come back to me in 50 years or in 25 years. So how did he get a Sode? Is the Rosh in the second Teretz? Who has the Shlim Gebetzes? The Rosh in the second Teretz? That's what he says. Umi lafraik muri. The commission also shikoro yaguv biyode shalovi. Ulochi olim keichel erishe lebonot. This means, since the Sode was his, and he sold it, so he has some schus, I mean, and Yevul. Basically, it's a sugya in Amkabu, in Bar Mitzir. But the Yevul, there are schusim for the Mecher, and the Sode, I mean, that the Shnas Yevul will be returned to him. Or it is certainly, it's Afkaite the Malkin, goodbye, the Gemara calls. Afkaite the Malkin, it's cut off. There are no schusim. Yeah, so the Rosh says very well. If there are schusim, what kind of keach? If he passed on to the children, schus him on the sode, that she'll get back to him, that his kin will be restored when? In Ayiv. Then there's no problem. There's no problem. He sold his sode, he has his schus, then the sode will be restored to him, to the previous owner, Mishnas Ayiv. This schus he passed on to Yerish, so his mother decided to whom? To Yerish, Peteres Yerish. But if you say that Yevul have cut the Malke, that the Gemara of Kabul, I haven't checked the Gemara of Kabul, but as I remember, the Gemara of Kabul is not, I mean, the opinion that that's good. Yevul have cut the Malke. Katzbach. You check the Gemara. I don't know exactly, but I have the impression that this is what the Gemara said. Afkata de Malke. Nu, it's Afkata de Malke, so there is no Yerusha. Nu, why does he have to give to the children the sort of part of the world? Why does he have to give to the children? Children, Salary. He sold it. There is no relationship of Yerush. Why does he give to the children? So what's the Rosh Hashanah? What's the Rosh Hashanah? How does Allah have Bekeva? According to Rosh, Bekeva, you know, just let's analyze the Bekeva properly. Allah, if Mesaben, Iben Aben Yerish, Esavi Aben, Beteras Mishpushnachle Bekeva. In the Gemara Mishmeis is a Sugi. How is the Yerush? It's direct Yerush from the grandfather, Mekeya Chavuye Beaveko Asine, or it's Yerush from the Ben. The Ben takes over the Yerusha, the Ben Bekeva acquires the Yerusha, not for himself, a mess cannot have any money, just for one purpose, to pass it on, to turn it over to whom? To his son. But the Gemara goes to such an extent as we that a Ben had Balacheves. The grandfather had no Balacheves, the Ben had Balacheves. And the grandson inherited his study. Whether the Balacheves of the Ben can collect. And the Gemara makes it dependent upon the problem. They cannot collect because the Ben is eliminated. All the Ben only does is he is the link between the grandson and the grandfather. But the Yerusha is direct. It's only in the Kreves, in Sheer Bosor, is the link. But not in the Cheskus of Yerusha. If not Mekeach Havuye Daveko Asine, but Mekeach what? Mekeach Havuye Ko Asine, then it's not only a link in Yilchus, Yisrael Bosor, in Kreves. He gets mumming at Yerusha, a mess, but not for himself. In order, he's the merch. To such an extent, the Gemara wants to say that the Balachevi Aben can collect for it. The Gemara So we would say, without the Rosh, when I say it's revolutionary, without the Rosh would say it's an exclusive halach in Yerusha. In Yerusha. But in Yerusha, I don't have to acquire, I don't have to be zeche. It is Yerusha. Is the Yerusha passed on to him? With the view. In order that he should pass it on to his son. But with regard to other halachas, it doesn't apply. This is the revolutionary halacha which the Rosh has introduced. No. Aknoi, I can never give a mess. No. But we are not like that. The Aknoi was before. Take Yevil, let us take Yevil the best. Yevil was a new Aknoi. The Rekeach is not Makne. He doesn't need a Zeche. When you need a psazeche, the balim avot, I've got to make a kinyan later. No, the aloha is that the balus is restored automatically. Mishnas ayin, this is aloha. You don't need a smakne, you don't need a zeche, you don't need kinyanim. Whatever, what is the yichas of Yerusha? Because there is no maizis chiyah, there is no maizis makne. Is yevil the same as Yerusha, according to us? Is a mess. Gets the sode be yevil. It's not a mess when you need a knoe, when you need kinyan, schiye, a new act of acquisition, a new halishem. But it's the memela by itself restored. The previous ownership is restored. Basically, it's restored what I had before. How are the this there is a kosher. The afkate the market, the lekeas kinyanim are cut off. They see the lekeas kinyanim are cut off, and he sold it to the lekeach. Whose kinyanim are reinstated? Is a condo Rosh has the same aloch as Yerusha. What do you mean the same aloch as Yerusha? That there is no mishmash nach for the Kerach. So he's marzir to him in order to pass it on to whom? The children. Now he says here, the Matoni. Matoni, the Aknoi was before the Aknoi. And it was Shalabed. But it had to lead up, not the king Peres is a new king. It's not a new king. If new parents were a new kinyan, a mess could never get it. New parents not new kinyan. The kinyan aguf should result in parents. Whenever I can enjoy the parents, so the kinyan aguf is completed. So, and how do I get the parents? How does Rambam say, how do I get the parents? There's no need for new schusim, because a mess,
How could he get a peres la lacha misesov? You ask, how can a mez get a peres? How can he get a peres lacha misesov? The answer is, I don't get it. I don't get this separate ki and peres. The ki and aguf produces the ki and peres. The very moment the ki and aguf produces the ki and peres, it's not a new acquisition, it's not a new sphere, it's not schusi. The ki and aguf leads up to peres the very by itself, if there is no meaki. And since there's no meaki, the glory means the mafriya, the matone was a good matone. So the Rosh says only one thing. This, that the ki and aguf leads up to peres, this applies to mess as well. The same as Yevil, this applies to mess as well. So it leads up to peres. So what happens? That the matone has been restored fully, the mafreya. So the makne, when he got matone, was a chai. And the makne was a chai. So there's no problem about matone. The question is whether the mess can get a king in peres. The king aguf begins suddenly to produce peres. Is can it, and it restores the matone and mafreya, whether this applies to a mess? That the king aguf can get it. So the Rosh says it's same like Yevil. It's not better than Yevil. It's not new moment. In the label at least it gets new moment. It is simply the Akin Aguf. There's no Meaki, the Akin Aguf, Akin Peres. Very simply. The Akin Aguf, Akin Peres. So the Rosh says there is Mishmush Nachlo. There is Mishmush Nachlo. You understand me? And who gets it? The Rav gets the Akin Aguf. The kinaguf is completed. When is it completed? The kever? For one purpose only. For what? For what? Ah? The son. You understand very well, I cannot pass it on to Alekeach. You understand very well that Alekeach cannot pass it on. What can you say that now like that? What will you say about Alekeach? The kinaguf what? The kinaguf. The mess get the kinaguf and the kin peres. In order to validate the mechire. For Alekeach, you don't say Mishmush. Mishmush is if I hear it. Not for Alekeach. That's what I'm saying. It is prima facie, it is shocking. When you analyze it, it's only one thing. Why is Yerusha, is Mishmush bekever? Because Yerusha, there is no Sri and there is no Aknoe. These two cases have no Sri and no Aknoe. Nothing. The Akin Aguf, once there is the Ma'akif, so the Akin Aguf becomes Akin Peres. That's what the Rosh says. Now you take a look at Rosh, what he says. Leidomen lekeach. The Bechai of Lekon lekeach, the Kiyin Peres, lafke Kiyin Aguf dame. Ubekever in Ezeche lachnis le lekeach. Abo bon of Yer Shemei say, Shebe Misas, Avi Aviem, Noflu Anechosim Lifnei Aviem, Shekonon bekever, Umemele Tipu Yerushose lebanach. וראי לדובו, ממייחר סודיו, ומייס, חיזר אסלי בייבו, חיזר אסלי בייבו. ומנחילו לבונו. ומי אליו ראי גמורי, דקומשן רוסום, שכבר רואי הגוף ביודי של לוביב. הוא לא חיור למקיחל הרי של לבונו. It means the bono, the solid go, doesn't go back to him, but the solid goes directly to whom? To the children. What is the relationship of the children to the son? Because there is a schus which have inherited from the father. Avoloche, avoloche leiboli arabe meilo. So in Mishmush you say only in Yerusha, you don't say in Mishmush with regard to other schias memele. To other schias memele. Avol yesh lo adarayim masecht edleel. Dom ro basro ele yasoy, amrin he. אילו אבי פרול לבסוי, יוריס, אף אגב שלי בול, ילה בס מילום. זכה בקבר, להנחי לבניר. ידע נדראי, אמי, I want to see the story, I'll start with another one tomorrow, the story, you'll see what נדראי, also the same. The Rosh wants to prove that there is mishmish בקבר, not only from Meirish to Yerish as a link, but there is mishmish בקבר from all other schies, if you don't need by what an one stipulation. No מקנוי, no קיר, no schier. It's a good question. Why not this simple answer? Yes? It's a good question. I'll tell you what I want. According to all Rishonim, that's what the Rimegash was the first one to say, is the problem revolved only about the mechira of the ben. Whether the mechira of the ben is a mechira or not. Correct? But no one has questioned the validity of the matnas or off. No one, no one should question. If you say king peres, king abudom, what right did the hov have to give away the goof? The answer is simple. If he has both, he can give away the goof. If he has only one, he can give anything. All right, but here is a point which you can argue. Even if my bailim have the whole property of king peres and king abudom, I cannot give away king abudom. If I don't give peres, I don't give anything. Not. It's like the Gemara wants to say in the Mishnah, "Come Matana, she merish al bonah, she merish any mekadesh as long Matana." There is no Matana. I mean, at least the Gemara there was a purpose in Matana. Pass it down to my son, clear maslaknis. But there is nothing. So the Rosh questions the Matana of the Rav. So basically, the Rashbam also questions the Matana of the Rav. That's why the Rashbam says the year is over, even though we don't understand. So the Rashbodele, if Nesa Ben Bechayo, so the Rosh says, if the Matone had the Ben, would the Matone even make the skin? All right, only that Makne would be eliminated, I understand. The Rosh interprets not only a question of whether the son can be a Makne. The Rosh question, according to Rabbi Yechon, the son doesn't have it at all. You see, this we are in the orbit of the Rimegash and the Rambam. That certainly the madness of his Kayem, the son has it. Mikne, love Mikne, even that the Rimegash says. The son has it, he has the Kinagu. But since he has no Kiyim Pere, so he's a Mafkia in preventing from assuming the authority of what? Of the Smachne. Right, in this case, you are right. In this case, why did Rosh need, I mean, this around about way? I mean, simply let him tell, in Yerusha, whatever I have, I'm a schus, mikzah schus, I pass on to some, what don't I pass on to Yerusha? Everything, one passes on to Yerusha. So the answer of the Rosh says no. The Rosh disagrees with all the Shainim that it's only the Ben is nothing. Nothing! Because the Maton is the Maton. In the same manner as the Ben cannot sell to the Lekeah, that the Rav cannot give to the Ben. Matone is nothing. Matone is nothing, you can answer Yerusha. You can answer Yerusha is different if you accept the premise of the Rimegash. It was the Rimegash, the first premise. That the madness of Iskayim, what's incomplete Matone? If incomplete Matone, say it's only Abdas. Akno is affected, but not Yerusha. But if you say you disagree with the Rimegash, when you say there is no Matone at all, it's goodbye. So when is according to the Rimegash, so then is Yerusha, Yerusha and Akno in the same boat. If I don't have it, there is no Yerusha, there is no Matane. So when is the Yerusha, when is the Matnas all validated, restored, completely, not only Nigmer, as the Rishonim say, Mishmeso, that's what the Rosh was driven to say. I also had part of the question. Why didn't the Rosh say it? It is so simple. Why did the Rosh have to embark upon an adventure, actually? The adventurous journey. But the Rosh, he figured out that the Rosh there is in place. What? What? The Yerusha is hard, according to Rosh, if King Peres, if King Abundam, the Ben is not King. The Lamafria is re-established not only the Mixas King, convert, not only the Mixas King converted into full King, but the entire King is validated. And without it, there is no King. That's all. I ask me, if King, I mean, the question isn't like that. If Kiyan Peres is Kiyan Aguf, he doesn't let the Bailim of the Guf to sell, is if Kiyan Peres not Kiyan Aguf, so the Kiyan Peres should be discriminated against? The answer is there, because the Kiyan Peres sells something. He says something, no, he sells something. If he sells it, the Kiyan will have the opportunity to enjoy the garden in China. What does the Gemara mean, Kim Peres Kin Aguv Dome? Since there is no Peres, he has nothing to sell, nothing to offer. But Kim Peres, I offer, I sell merchandise. I sell good merchandise in Peres. And Kin Aguv without Peres is no merchandise. There's no commodity in the market. That's it. This is it. You know what the Rashbam's problem is, Amir? The problem is you didn't study the Rashbam. What if Mocha Rabben the Chayo, who may Sabem the Chayo, the Contrabir, and the Fear Bottle? To whom does the Sode go? To the Ben? To the Ben Abel, yeah? Ben Abel. The Rashbam says no, it goes back to the Yerushalayim. This the Rashbam agrees with the Rosh. That not only the Mechire of the Ben is under question mark, but Matan is not under question mark. And since Meis Abem Bechayo, I Matan with it. So the question is, but the Rashbam himself admits that if there is a Ben, the Ben takes it. So what's the difference in Mocha or Lei Mocha? This is the Ramban. The Ramban has this question. Ramban, I have no doubt. I know that the Rashbam operates the same Shitzarosh. The question the matnas of as well. But the question is what difference is whether mochar or lemochar? But the Ben gets it, let us be through Yerusha Bekeva. So what's the mochar in Yerusha Bekeva bottle? I thought as following. I'll tell you what I have thought, but I'm afraid to say that according to the Rashbam, since the Rashbam says Mishum Silikatsman, is another Silikatsman Rashbam. It seems the whole matter is not at all valid. As far as the Ben is concerned, until he gets parents, then when he gets parents, it's Lemafreya. So that Ben can say, I don't want the matter. If it's a Ben, he gets the king, a goof, can I change his mind? Because a mixed skin, can I change your mind about a mixed skin? It's as you can't change your mind on a full skin. But if there is no matone at all before the parents come, perhaps he can change his mind and say, I don't want. And since he sold it, that's what Rashbam calls it, silly cuts from the air. Apparently, he disregarded it completely. But it's very difficult for me because it's Lemafreya. Lemafreya, how can Chazore come in if it is Lemafreya? Lachashleishim can be Chazal, Chazalech and Reshlokish, if it's not Lemafreya. But if it's Meachshav Lachashleishim, there's no Chazore. And this is a case of Meachshav Lachashleishim. I don't know the Chazal, Rashbam is different. But there is not a Machlek Soshir. Chayo, listen carefully, Mochra Ben Bechayo, Umesa Ben Bechayo, and Bini Abel, where does the Lekia get it? When does the Lekia get it? When there is no Ben Aben? No Yerush. And the Nachla returns back to the Yerushah. But if there are Yerushah Ben, so the Lekia say, what even make whether your father had been alive or you are alive? Yeah. Or no, is many Rishonim think as Meisa Ben, the Chayo Viniya Ben, is the same as if Meisa of the Chaya Ben, and the Rakia gets it. But the Ri was the first one that came out. As a matter of fact, all Rishonim agree with the Ri later. That as Yesh Ben with Ben, the Rakia doesn't get it. But the Ben Aben gets it. You understand the question? This would depend upon the two halachas. One aloch is, why does the Ben Aben get it? Why does the Ben Aben get it? It's according to the Rosh, the Ben Aben get it, not he gets it. Who gets it? The father. The father gets it, the Baal Chavis can come and collect, the Kirch comes and says only. But according to the Ramban, that the Ben Aben gets it, not through the father. Because he had it before. He had it before. So that's why the Rakeach has no complaints against it. The Rakeach has no complaints against it. What do you say? What? Way back. No, I don't know what the Rosh has said about it, but the Rimigas that Neisa Ben Bechayo of the Rekeach is Matone, no Matone, is even if the Ben has a Girish. Huh? The Mechir, the Mechir, God bless you.